This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Purchase your 2020 season passes at GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane. A beautiful night. Great Lakes Dragaway, every night's a beautiful night when you don't got that rain or snow flying. And they're going to race until the snow flies, right? So enjoy the nice warm weather. Supposed to be up in the high 70s, I think, tomorrow and Wednesday.
Oh, geez.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous tomorrow and Wednesday. Take advantage of the warm weather. And go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for to find out their upcoming schedule. Also, don't forget, put it in your phone as a reminder. And set yourself maybe an alarm on your phone. President of Baseball Operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns. We'll join the big show tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari will join the Wendy's big show tomorrow at 4:35. Again, David Stearns at 3 in the afternoon tomorrow. David Bakhtiari at 4:35 tomorrow afternoon. All right, top three topics of the day. The right lane's a pretty simple lane. Just your reactions, questions, and thoughts on the Packers 42-21 win over the Detroit Lions. Your only place to find two former Packers to talk to day after games with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. That's the right lane. The left lane. The Packers were 13-3 last season. Do you think this year's team is even better? And the return lane, if you could only pay one, who are you extending, David Bakhtiari or Aaron Jones? Right lane first. Your thoughts, Leroy, on the Packers' win over the Lions?
I wasn't surprised that it was a slow start for the Packers because Detroit plays them tough for whatever reason. But these guys, Detroit is missing three starters on offense, three on defense. So, you know, sooner or later, the Packers were going to take over. But, I mean, if you actually look at the way they wanted to attack Detroit, the one thing about Matt Patricia, he said, listen, Davante Adams is not going to beat me. I'm going to double him and take him out of the game and force everybody else, the MVSs of the world, to be the hero. Now, although MVS had a drop. I mean, the guy really can separate. So all he had to do is concentrate and catch. He's going to be a good receiver. But all the drops are very disturbing, though. I mean, six drops. If the coach said it was six, it really was maybe eight, you know? Because they try to always, you know, make it look better than it was. It was just not good. I mean, some of these passes, were good passes. So, but as far as the defense is concerned, man, listen, the running game going to be an issue up front. They're very thin up front. Lancaster went out at one point. I saw Metrevious Adams just getting driven back. Kiki, I don't think he's big enough. They're going to have to win on scheme. And that's the biggest scheme is try to get the quarterback in third and long where they can put Zadarius on the inside and bring Rashad Gary off the, you know, him and Preston Smith on the outside. That defense really works, you know, kind of a NASCAR-type package. But it just seemed like to me that once Detroit got behind, the Packers are, okay, now we can get to what we want. And case in point, that's when you get the pick six by Sullivan.
Yeah, and that pick six was a big play indeed. Yeah, no question.
With what is the biggest defensive play for Detroit so far on that sack.
And a pick and a six. It's going to be a touchdown for Chandon Sullivan. And that's the defensive play of the game for the Packers.
That highlight courtesy of Fox 6. Gary, your thoughts on the Packers' 42-21 win over the Lions. You can jump aboard as well. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan.
Well, impressive. I mean, I think what they're showing you is that they can beat you in so many different ways. And I think what you're seeing, what we talked about, that you're going to have a different game plan every week for somebody. Last week was Devontae Adams, and then they said, okay, you want to take him away? Fine, we can do something else. But right away, you felt like it was going to be about Aaron Jones because he was a little bit more involved within the offense and in the passing game. And I think the Green Bay Packers can continue to do this. I mean, we forget about last year. They were without Devontae Adams, what, four games?
Four games.
They went 4-0. So it's not like that these guys can't figure out how to win games without one of their best players. Now, if Aaron Rodgers goes down, it's catered by the door, okay? But, I mean, some of these other parts, it still feels like that they can figure out how to win games.
All right, that is the right lane. The left lane, the Packers were 13-3 last year. Do you think this year's team is even better, Leroy Butler?
You know, it just the optics of it, it makes you think, yes, after two games, 1,000 yards, over 80 points. I mean, we haven't seen this in a long time. You know, Aaron Rodgers was very fluid in the pocket. He has a lot great protection, and he has a running game. And then you have a top five receiver. I mean, those things look really good. I mean, even a defense that looked, you know, that statistically is not doing that great, they even look a little better in certain spots. I mean, I don't think we even had a pick six last year this early. I mean, it was just something that, you know, just seemed like for two games you got two interceptions. So they just look so much better and you feel good about it. I mean, last year, first year in that system, it was almost like they were catching teams by surprise. I mean, some teams were like, wait a minute, this is a first-year coach, he's 39 years old. I know they got Aaron Rodgers, but you know, maybe, you know, we could probably beat them. And next thing you know, they beat a lot of good teams. You know, so, but I guess it remains to be seen. But if I had to say from 2-0 last year to 2-0 this year, clearly this year is a lot better than last year.
All right. And the return lane, if you could only pay one, who are you extending? David Bakhtiari or Aaron Jones? Gary Ellerson.
I think you got to extend the left tackle. I think if you just do the homework on it and understand what position means the most to your team, and it's left tackle. You just can't find them. They're tough to find. The NFL, you know, right now is a different ball game as far as what you want to do with running backs. Although I do think Aaron Jones is a part of this new wave running back that can catch it and run it, but I just think left tackle is just too. You just can't pass on left tackle. Look, if you don't have a left tackle, you can't run, or nor can you.
You can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so David Bakhtiari, the choice of Gary and Leroy. I said earlier Aaron Jones, and only if, I have a caveat, if you can get him for 10 or less million a year. If he wants.
You came up with this question. Now you got some.
If he wants.
Lay down some stipulations with him.
Correct. Because if this is my reasoning. If he wants. 15. Yeah. If he's going to get $15 million a year from somebody, or thinks he can, then that's where he's at. And Bakhtiari is sitting at 22, and you're only a few million apart. Then I'd rather go with the left tackle going forward. But if there's a, you know, $12, $13, $14 million difference in price between Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones, then yeah, then give me Aaron Jones, because that allows me to still go out and sign a King and maybe bring in a Lindsley too to be able to keep everything intact. But if he's only a few million behind Bakhtiari, and you're going to have your hands tied behind your back either way, then I go with the left tackle and hope that A.J. Dillon is what they think A.J. Dillon can be from when they drafted him last year. What about you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan.
Aaron Jones ain't going to be able to sleep at night if he know he's going to take $10 million, $11 million, knowing he know he's worth $15. He ain't going to be able to sleep.
Tony tweets at 105.7FM, The Fan. Man, loving the play of the O-line. Rick Wagner so far is playing really well, and I think it will continue. Remember, he is from West Allis, so he's playing for his favorite team and has incentive. That's from Tony. How much do you buy into, you know, being that guy, playing in your home state, playing for your team you grew up rooting for, and having that as added incentive, Leroy?
I don't know. I never wanted to go to the Jaguars when they got a team. I liked it in Green Bay.
Go ahead.
I don't. Some guys think that's a lot of pressure. Some guys enjoy it. So it depends on the guy.
Would you have wanted to play for Jacksonville, Leroy?
No, boss. I ain't leaving green and gold.
I enjoyed it.
Nah.
Enjoyed it, Steve. I mean, I enjoyed playing for the Badgers and just thought it was just awesome that I got a chance to play for the Green Bay Packers just to stay in the state that way.
Yeah, but would you have wanted to go and play for the Falcons?
Yeah, I would have. Would have loved to play for the Falcons.
See, I like to hear in Green Bay. I ain't never want to go nowhere.
I mean, I'm saying in the beginning.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I was drafted by the Falcons. I would have loved to have been drafted by the Falcons.
I think that Jacksonville got that team in 95, I think. I'm not sure. 95, 96 season. I was like, all my friends in Jacksonville, I have four kids there, my four oldest daughters. All my buddies are there. Everybody I grew up with there. Danny, my best friend in the world. I mean, we grew up together. We're still friends, and he's 52. What would you say, Mage? And he was, soon as they got the team, you should try to come play for the Jaguars. I said, hey, boss, I would have won a Super Bowl.
Because okay?
You got a good point. I said, yeah, you can get more money in expansion team.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, they went to the championship game, both for Carolina and Jacksonville. We beat them, and New England beat Jacksonville. But I wasn't finna take that chance. Man, I at that time, I had been in Green Bay 5 years. I wasn't finna uproot. No, I wasn't doing that.
Uproot.
I said I could visit Jacksonville in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean... You hear a lot about it from NBA guys, too. If they get drafted to a city where they're from, some guys like it. Other guys would prefer not to be around the guys that they grew up with or whatever the case may be. Would rather be somewhere else.
Request to be through the roof.
No question. Right.
Everybody going to want something free.
The Source tweets at us about the return lane.
Good magazine.
If you could only pay one, who are you extending, Bakhtiari or Aaron Jones? He says, why can't we do both? Look at the Rams and Chiefs. They extend everyone.
Who?
The Rams and Chiefs. They extend everyone.
That's why they ain't got no money. And the Packers ain't got no money either. That's why we made it. That's a good question. We can only pick one guy. We only got $9 million. If we had $27 million, then this wouldn't be a question. You would say both. But they only got $9 million. They're going to restructure Devontae Adams. And give him $30-40 million, $25 million, or whatever guarantee. Give him two more years. They're gonna free up like $6 million. You only got one person to give a big contract to. Now you could have said, and I thought somebody was gonna say it, but you could have said. Well, actually, Steve, me and you talked about it yesterday. Was it yesterday? Last week? You could have not signed Kenny Clark and signed one of the guys. And just let it ride out with Kenny Clark and just maybe get him down the road. You could have done that.
That's what I thought they should have done.
Yeah, man, we talked about that.
Yep.
So they gave him the $70 million deal. However, his structure is very favorable to the team. So I don't think the guys would have done that. But just say, that's gone, though. But now you don't have enough money to do both. You just can't. I mean, it won't even. I mean, I don't even know the rules. Even some teams that get close to pushing the limit and go over the cap, but they have rules for that, and I don't think it's very favorable to your team because they may even take draft picks or you have to pay it. It's just real confusing. So that's why it's a good question if you had to pick one.
There's nothing confusing about where you go for your windows, Gary.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
And nothing confusing about the deals that they're about to give you. Nothing confusing about Gina Dell.
Look at you. You sound professional.
Nothing confusing about that at all. They've extended the 555, folks. And no, Gina Dell did not get the 555 on her ankle yet, but we're going to talk about it.
No.
They've extended now through October 15. Guys, that's 5 years, no interest, in 5 months. Before your first payment plus 5% bonus savings. The 555 and a bonus.
What is that, Gary? I hear you say that, but what is it?
Windows and doors and insulation, Leroy. That's what it's about. Guys, don't put it off. Replace now and get a 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years no interest and 5 months before your first payment, Leroy.
Winter's coming.
That's not until at least February of 2021. Pella now, pay later, plus bonus savings just order by October 15th. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for detail, folks. Stop by your nearby showroom or Pella Experience Center or set your free consultations today at PellaWI.
Go see my boy Pete.com.
Coming up next, Darius Leonard of the Colts did something that I'm surprised hasn't happened more to NFL players, and his wife may not be too happy with him. We'll discuss that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
The offense is so far ahead of defense, it's embarrassing. With no preseason right now, the defenses are ahead of offense. Just because we don't need all that terminology. Every time they mention Kenny Clark's name, that he's not there, Steve, it means your defensive line is trash. It just does. Every time. Well, Kenny Clark... I said, if they show Kenny Clark one more time on the sideline, we know he's on the sideline, okay? We need to talk about what's out there on the field, okay? But again, your offense is your defense, Steve. You got to get out to a big lead. The reason why I didn't panic, because Detroit always plays them tough early, and then eventually they find a way to just give it away.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com. It's a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHalfDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
My second year, just being more comfortable and knowing my role in the defense and knowing what I had to do. I can't, not put my best foot forward, because when I look to my left and look to my right, I got two brothers with me that's ready to go to war. So, that's what I keep on my mind and just keep my personal goals in the back of my head. That's how I go and just keep pushing.
There he is, Rashawn Gary, second-year player, linebacker for your Green Bay Packers. Not a lot of production last year. Had a couple quarterback hits in week one. No sacks to show for this week. He was able to get home to the quarterback and was able to get the job done with a sack and a half this week. Two quarterback hits as well. Leroy has been on the train of, look, we don't need sacks out of him. Just pressure the quarterback, hit him a few times.
Yeah.
That's good enough. Your thoughts on what you saw out of Rashawn Gary maybe the first 2 weeks of this season versus what you saw out of Rashawn Gary last year, Leroy?
That quick first step. He got the power. The power is the reason – I think they liked him against the run when he was at Michigan. But you got to have a first step if you're going to try to get sacks in this league. That first quick step, I mean, the guy just can be – he can be a real animal if he can just stay close to number 55. And that's who he's been close with. That's why they travel together. When he come in the game, okay, you kick him down – and now they feel good about it. And I've heard they got some more packages for him, but they need to get him in position where he just goes after the passer. He's just going to be the pass rush specialist, and I think he'll love that.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see how this is going to turn out with Rashawn Gary, because you've heard high praise for him from Za'Darius Smith, from Preston Smith.
Got strong now.
And they've really talked him up. Like he's gonna be that guy. He's just gonna have to give it a little time. Well, and it'll work itself out. Gary, what about you and your thoughts on Rashawn Gary?
Well, you saw that he's got the ability, right? I mean, the athleticism is there.
Yep.
A lot of times you can have a lot of guys with athleticism, but it doesn't translate into being a football player. He's gotta translate this into being a football player. I mean, that rush that he had coming around for that sack was unbelievable. So he's got to mix it up a little bit, right? He's got to get some swim moves. He's got to get some over and unders. I mean, he's got to get a little bull rush, some power. I mean, he's just got to mix. You're not just going to run past every offensive lineman in this league. This league is too good for that. You're going to have to mix it up. You're going to study a little bit more film. Seems like he's been doing that. Seems like he's in great shape. Seems like he wants to get it done. I mean, he, you know, even the pick six that they got, he was the cause of the pick six, got it in front of his face. The sack was off. He got 1.5 sacks. So, yeah, look, if this joker can get you like 8 or 9 sacks this year, that would be huge for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that would help this defense immensely.
Okay, I was telling you before the break that I saw this story come across, and I can't wait to hear your guys' reaction. Okay. Came across my phone. One lucky Indianapolis Colts fan got two pieces of memorabilia from the game on Sunday. Darius Leonard gave a young fan his game-worn gloves, but the linebacker's wedding ring was caught in the gloves.
When he pulled it off.
Tyler Brook tweeted that his step-nephew went to the game and accidentally took home Darius Leonard's wedding band. Quotations, plot twist, Leonard's wedding ring was accidentally in the gloves. Someone help us get this ring back to him. Leonard, who was likely frantically searching for his ring, wrote back, "I need that," with laughing emojis. I can't believe that hasn't happened more. The guys haven't lost wedding rings, taking off their gloves and giving them to people after games, because that's a pretty common thing. Guys taking off gloves or whatever and handing them out, right, Leroy?
All the time. You give stuff away. I used to give my cleats away, gloves, my rag.
So you would take your cleats off right there on the field?
Yeah. Tie them together and throw them up there. Oh, dude, whoever the kids got them, hold on to them, because you can sell them things in another couple of years, make you some money, get in college. Well, no, he got to be grown now.
He's grown now. He's got kids.
Yeah, you can pay for your wedding. That's why I don't like jewelry. I don't wear it. I just don't. But you really ain't supposed to wear jewelry on the field.
Right.
But I see guys wear necklaces. I see the baseball guys got these nice chains on. They slide in the second base and they pop. So you really shouldn't, especially your wedding ring. I know your wife will give you a pass if you took it off on the field. I think she'll be fine with that. If not, I can hook you up with Dean Murray to get you a nut, homeboy. So don't you worry about it. I'm going to hook you up with Dean Murray. You got to pay for it. Now I'm going to get you a discount, but we'll get one just like one you lost. So let that one go. Charge it to the game. Go see the jury center and everything will be fine. But I would bet you this, by the time we get off in the next 20 minutes, whoever he gave it, they'll return it back to him.
Well, most guys, Steve, don't wear their ring.
They don't.
In fear of not necessarily losing it, but cutting your circulation off or injuring yourself with the ring on your finger. So most
guys Gary right about that, because I would.
They leave them in a locker.
If you got them on your finger and your hand, like somebody step on your hand with cleats, or you get jammed somebody's face mask.
Yeah.
They got to cut that ring off to get your finger out. I've seen that happen a few times.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, the right lane. Reactions, questions, comments to Gary.
Reactions.
Leroy. Reactions after the game for Gary and Leroy, the right lane. The left lane, the Packers were 13-3 last season.
I wanted to say Allen one time.
Do you think this year's team is even better? And the return lane is about Aaron Jones and David Bakhtiari. If you can only pay one, who are you extending? Bruce City T tweets at the fan.
Well,
agree with
City
Sparky
said
that it depends on the difference in price. To me, Jones is special, and 69 is almost 30. As good as he's been, when have we ever signed a 30-plus-year-old offensive lineman to a massive multi-year contract? That's Bruce City T.
So, when have we ever had one this good?
Well,
Clifton, we signed Clifton.
Sitting, you let walk. Lang, you let walk. Now, again, they're guards. They're guards, not tackles.
Lyman is Lyman, though. But to your point, when have we had one that's good?
Yeah, Clifton was probably the last one.
And we paid Clifton. Yep. But Clifton told Gary he had to go out and get a deal from
the Washington
football team.
Yep.
And came back. And when Gary looked at him like, what? Ted let you just... Gary, did he say they actually told him
they
to go?
He was sitting in Washington with the deal, and then the Packers called him. So he's in the hotel in Washington. And that's how they did the deal with the Packers.
Yeah, that's what he told Gary. That's a true fact.
That's just absolutely.
I'm like,
bizarre,
why you told that to Gary? He was like, I don't know. I just told him.
Just crazy. Why is it bizarre, Steve?
What'd you say, Gary?
You think it's bizarre?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Well, you know who else did that? The hoodie did it to your boy that went to Alabama, the linebacker.
Sure did.
Is it Hightower?
Oh, Hightower, yeah.
Yep, yeah, they made him go shop around before they gave him a deal.
And Jamie Collins, too,
I'm telling you right now.
That was Tez Wade.
If the Packers allow Bakhtiari to shop around, he's gone.
Well, sure he is.
Oh, no question.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Because
now
Tyron
Aaron
Smith is just excuse me, Steve, I'm a burp. Tyron Smith is hurt again in Dallas. Okay,
yep.
Something wrong. So that's the guy that kept him from being all decade. So if that guy's hurt, Mike McCarthy may say, hey, man, you know what? This guy be hurt a lot, man. Maybe we'll bring Bakhtiari in here, man. I mean, trust me, I want a tackle in his 30s than have a tackle in his 20s.
Right.
Okay? Because I want a guy just like Joe Thomas that can play into his 30s and be dominant. Joe Thomas, man, I don't think they've ever had a guy, you ain't touching my quarterback, not even in walkthrough. He's never let one of his guys touch. And he pancake you when he drives. I mean, and a guy that the gold standard to play for Cincinnati, Gary.
Anthony Munoz.
Well, hurt people, man. I mean, I'm like, take it easy.
Those guys you can't get. Jonathan Ogden.
You can't get those guys, man.
They're just tough. And so those guys actually play into that 30-35
You can't get them. Now, if you can get Earl Dotson to be serviceable for you, Earl Dotson, one of my probably a platinum human being. But if you can get a guy like that serviceable, like a Wagner, I don't know if I want to put him at left tackle.
Who? Wagner?
Nobody, unless you
no.
You got the right tackle has to be serviceable. Bruce Wilkerson. You know, those types, we can just get away with it for maybe a year. Left tackle, man, you got to have somebody that you put there and you just forget about him. You don't need to give him no help. You don't do nothing. I mean, if you want to chip every now and then, fine. But if I'm a quarterback, I'm in that meeting room and say, man, y'all got to sign this guy, man.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out how this whole thing plays out with Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones. Hey, football is back. We're in through almost through week two. Between we got the Las Vegas and Orleans tonight. Your picks could be worth $10,000 with a Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. That's right. Have you gone and signed up for your picks for weeks one and week two yet? If not, get in on week three. Radio.com/picks gets to go up against yours truly right here and other hosts from around the country. If you like Jeff Rieger from his days back on The Fan, he's playing for the ticket in Detroit and competing against him, competing against myself. Filippone, the guy who fills in and does CBS Sports Weekends out of Pittsburgh, he's another one of those guys. The Pony Express, I think they call him. He also is another guy making his picks. So all kinds of different sports set guys across the country. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter. Pick the most games right throughout the season. And again, you could win $10,000 weekly. $1,000 is up for grabs each week. You can't beat it. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Come compete against me. I'm picking Green Bay every week and picking against Chicago. The Chicago thing has not worked out so well. Sign up now at radio.com/picks. Up next, take more of your calls. Got some people on hold, and I can't wait to get Leroy's take on Primetime University coming up next here on The Fan.
It's a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHalfDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you play a game like this today, it's a bad game, and it's not good enough, and we're trying to get better. We're trying to do better. And, you know, I think our scheme has been really multiple. You know, we've tried to just do whatever the best we could to fit the guys that we have to play at a high level. And certainly, you know, there's a lot of teaching and technique and fundamental work that's involved with that. And, you know, in the end, you know, we just obviously it's just got to improve.
Lions head coach Matt Patricia there, and Plucker pulled out a stat in the last break. I'll let him read you, Leroy and Gary, and You tell me what you make of this stat and what it means about Matt Patricia as a coordinator one way or the other. Go ahead, Pluck.
All right, so this comes from Seth Walder. He says the Packers had the blocking advantage, more blockers than defenders in the box, on 94% of Aaron Jones' rushes on Sunday, the highest rate of his career and in the NFL this season. The Lions didn't have 8-plus men in the box on any of Aaron Jones' rushes on Sunday.
And
well,
that,
right, because they had a game plan. I mean, and that's what Rodgers faced all the time. It's either or. Either you're dropping, you know, seven, or you're loading the box. Pick your poison. That's what the Green Bay Packers are all about right now. So let's just say they decide to load the box and stop Aaron Jones, then they would have thrown the football more. That's how it goes.
Yeah, and I think also the reason why that happened is Patricia chose to double Davante Adams. And when Davante went out, he put that double on somebody else instead of saying, okay, Davante is gone. He's not coming back in the game. I'm going to put 17 guys in the box. And if Aaron beat me, fine with the receivers he got, because I heard in the papers they don't have any weapons anyway, make them beat you. Just make them beat you. But again, adjustments. That's what the Bucs fans wanted for Budden.
Right.
Okay, Devontae's out. Throw that game plan out. Now, don't double no, but stop 33. Okay, stop 33 or stop 12. Just blitz every down. Just blitz. Just say, I'm stopping Aaron Rodgers. I'm blitz. Every down, I'm going back to the 46 defense like Buddy Ryan, because I'm letting it go. But no, coaches get stuck in their ways. I mean, it's stuck in reverse, and you're pushing, thinking it's in drive. And you're looking forward, and you go in reverse. You got to evolve on the run when things happen. When they bring me the list, if I'm a head coach, oh, this Devontae's out. I thought he was – no, he ain't coming back, coach. Oh, hey, make this call, blah, blah, blah. This, matter of fact, box basketball reference. The boxing one was on Jordan. Jordan is out. Put the boxing one on LeBron James. LeBron is out too, coach. You know what? Just play a zone. You've changed and evolved on the run. And that's the reason why you're Detroit. I mean, you have
but,
to.
But in all fairness, the Roy's right to change up. In all fairness, but you got to pick your poison.
Yep,
right?
That's what
you
it comes down
pick
to.
It.
Right now, the Packers are, and I know they want Patricia gone, but right now the Packers are just that good. You got to pick your poison. You remember we thought, and see, Leroy and Steve, we go back to this whole Eddie Lacy thing. Mm. Eddie Lacy to me could have been so much better. If put it this way, do you know how good Eddie Lacy would be if he had Matt LaFleur?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what are you going to do with all the food? I mean, see, that's
another thing.
I mean, he took himself out of this league.
Well, right, but what you have to figure out what you want to do. Do you want to load the box and stop Eddie Lacy?
Yep.
Or
you want Devontae to hit you for 20? Yeah,
but see, in Green Bay when they had Eddie Lacy, Aaron Rodgers didn't care what you did because I'm chunking it anyway.
Right,
that was the problem.
Mike McCarthy,
no question about it. All right, let's go to Joe in West Bend. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. What's up, Joe?
Hello, West Bend.
Hello.
So my pick is Aaron Jones, guys. We need
tell me how.
We need to resign him because he's a special back. I mean, the catches he makes as a receiver, the running, he hits the home run, he can take it to the house. I look at linemen that the Packers haven't re-signed over the years, and have you ever looked at any of those guys that they haven't re-signed and been like, oh, we should have kept them? Like, those guys, I mean, they were great with Green Bay, and then we didn't bring them back. I mean, Sitton, he left. He wasn't the same once he left. Like, for some of the linemen, when they get old, they're not as good.
Yeah, but how about this? Let's do this. What about left tackles and right tackles? Now, let's not talk about guards and centers.
Yeah, but left tackle.
If you got to pick one or the other, aren't you going to take the stud running back?
You're going to take the left tackle.
See, the left tackle is what Gary and Leroy said. And for me, it comes down to how much money both are looking to get here at the end of the day. Thanks for the call, Joe. And from my standpoint, it's if they're only a few million apart between Jones and Bakhtiari, I'm rolling with Bakhtiari. But if I can get Aaron Jones $10 to $12 million a year less than Bakhtiari, then I'm rolling with Aaron Jones, and then I'm going to go try and get me Clinsley or Kevin King back on top of that and get me a 2-for-1.
Aaron Jones ain't going to be Aaron Jones.
If you would have asked me this question right here, I'm going to make something up. If you would have asked me this question here, Josh sitting in his prime or Aaron Jones, who do you want, Gary? Aaron Jones.
Yes.
Because I can get a guard.
But that's a guard versus a running back. I know what you're saying.
No, that's a guard versus a
left tackle.
Right. But you're saying guard versus running back or left tackle versus running back. You take the running back over a guard or a center, but you don't, or right tackle maybe, but not over a left tackle.
This is a slam dunk for me. I just think people want to be this. I'm going to be different.
The only time the Packers got hurt real quick, Leroy, it's when they let Marco Rivera go, and who was the other guy that went to Carolina?
Mike Wall.
Yeah, and then Wall played for a little while in Carolina, did pretty good. Rivera got hurt on a treadmill, and that was
allegedly.
Never the same. Well, that's what they said. Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Greenfield. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
I think the lane was to pick the Packers.
No, you go where you want to go.
Be careful.
I will pick Bakhtiari because I think Dylan is going to be. I think Dylan is going to be a good back. We need a tackle and Bakhtiari, man. Besides, he comes on and does the show, so of course.
Exactly.
Bakhtiari, exactly. You're right about that, Mike. And tomorrow, Bakhtiari on at 4:35, and David Stearns, president of baseball operations for the Brewers, at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Talk to you later, guys.
See you, Mike.
So today is for all Mikes and tomorrow's for Davids.
Maybe.
I get it.
Yeah, maybe.
Got it.
Coming up tomorrow morning on the Bart Winkler Show, Derek Klassen of Football Outsiders and RotoWire at 9 o'clock. And then Mike Clemens.
I heard Gary this morning. I heard he was pretty good.
Yeah.
I got up. Mike from the South Side.
I like those guys in the morning, Leroy.
I don't think Bart liked you, though.
They're pretty interesting.
I think he liked me better because I don't try to debate with him like you try to be the smart guy.
Yeah, real quick here. We're going to get to Matt LaFleur coming up after a timeout here. But first, Leroy, last week it looked like Deion wasn't going to Jackson State. Then today and over the weekend, he is going to Jackson State. And this dude here, boy, prime time is going to be prime time. This dude has a marching band. This dude has a police escort. And then he rolls in a Cadillac Escalade surrounded by security, it looked like, and then walked in to do his presser. Just simply amazing. Deion is Deion. Your thoughts?
HBCU in the house. He's wanted. He said. I can say it now. But when that report came out, be quiet, really. Don't say that. But he had opportunity to go to the pros to be lower level, but not impactful. And he understood that if you're that polarizing, you got to start from the top. So this is him paying his dues. He'll be a head coach in the NFL 3 to 5 years. They haven't been to the playoff. They haven't been to a bowl, I think, since 2013. They
haven't had a winning record in like 5 years.
Yeah, it's been about, So my thing is, he's going there immediately. He's already had parents calling him about top recruits, three, four, five-star kids in Mississippi. Now, you got to remember how historical this is. This is an African-American coach in Mississippi, okay? Okay, I don't know if you can wrap your head around that, but he'll be able to get the kids. He's not going to get kids that are going to go to Alabama. You're just not.
Well, can he get kids that were going to go to Wisconsin?
Probably not. But he can get the kid that may want to go to Ole Miss that say, maybe I want to go down there. If you're a top defensive back down south, in the New Orleans area, and they got a ton of them, he's going to get all of those kids. All the dynamic skill positions. And if he gets into your living room and talks to your parents, it's a wrap.
I agree.
Yeah, you know what, Leroy, I would agree with that.
I agree.
Maybe Ole Miss and Mississippi State he can get. Mississippi State would be another one.
That's SEC schools you're taking kids from. Those are good kids.
Not LSU.
But those are still good players, and they were going to go to a Power 5 school.
Yeah, they're the bottom. They're the bottom, but
Because all the scouts are going to be down there, right, Gary? All the scouts are going to go down there because they know Deion got no talent.
Right.
And he's going to put together a staff, and they got to probably go outside the school to pay these guys.
Leroy, you should go down there and coach with your
boy,
Are you moving
to Mississippi?
Yeah.
I don't think my wife would allow that. The only place my wife would allow me to move, because I can't do nothing without her because she got the brains of this operation, would be Florida. If it was anybody in Florida, I mean, to coach a third grade school, we gone. She loves
Florida. Well, Steele's down there in Florida High School. You can go coach with him.
No, I like it right here. I like on the radio, man. I can talk to y'all in 2 hours, I'm asleep.
Now, I wish.
It's minimum wage, but it's fun. I wish him a lot of love.
Me
I hope
too.
He go down there.
Yeah,
me too. You caught that, Gary? I wish he went 8 to 9 games. That'll be amazing.
Yeah, it would be. No question about it. Coming up next, we'll hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios, only on The Fan.
It's a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHalfDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We sure are. Packers get the win yesterday over the Detroit Lions, 42-21. Steve Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Don't forget, College Sports Show comes up next with Don with Chillis. Matt Bells from Bucky's fifth quarter NPR will join Don and Dan coming up. And Danielle Harris, the new commissioner of the WIAC, will be on the show tonight. That's from 6 until 8. And then after the Brewers and Reds game is over, that one already going, we'll have the Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show with the franchise Tim Allen. The Brewers sit at 500 coming into play tonight and trying to get themselves into the postseason, and we'll see if they're able to do that here in the last week of the season. Season ends on Sunday, y'all, in case you haven't been paying attention. Ends on Sunday, then we start the playoffs, and the Brewers sitting, I believe, a game back coming into play today, so they have every opportunity to make the postseason. Let's hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, who spoke earlier today. All right, that'll do it for the Wendy's Big Show. A segment brought to you by Uptown Motors. Uptown begins with you. Stop by their Ford and Lincoln dealership on Mayfair Road, the official auto dealership of Leroy Butler. Go to uptownmotors.net. Up next, College Sports Show with Don Wachillis here on The Fan. Toodles!
On the next Bill Michaels Show, how do you look at Ryan Braun's potentially last few days as a Brewer? Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com is going to be here at 11. Should Aaron Jones be paid Kamara and Cook money? Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joins us at noon. And Michael Lombardi makes an appearance here at 1. That's the Bill Michaels Show, weekdays 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
Hi, it's John Reitz at Great Midwest Bank, and there's officially a break in the clouds. After a long stay at home, there's blue skies ahead, and mortgage rates are breaking historical lows. If your space has you stuck in that gray day feeling, a Great Midwest Bank refinance may be just the ticket to make your home more livable. A low-rate refinance could save you hundreds with servicing right here at home. Find our mobile mortgage application and an experienced GMB loan officer at GreatMidwestBank.com. Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing lender.
Right now, for every window you buy, get another free. No payments for an entire year, and this week only, free installation. Call 262-703-3500.
Youth sports injuries don't only affect performance on the field. They come back later in life as arthritis and chronic pain. Hi, I'm Patrick Barron, owner of Fastback Physical Therapy in New Berlin. And if your young athlete is dealing with an injury, be sure to pick a PT clinic that cares enough to fix them now, but also prepares them for the future. We'll design a rehab program that's specific to their level of intensity, but also eliminates compensation in the way they move with sports and life. If you or your child needs to get back to top performance and stay there, visit fastbackpt.com.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa. The Packers go to 2-0 with a victory over the Lions. Celebrate with us on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
From Division I to Division III, some of the best college sports is played right here in the state of Wisconsin.
alongside the professor Dan Underberg and our producer Austin Delaney. I'm Don Wachilis, and this is the Journey House College Sports Show, powered by Waterstone Bank and presented by Soulboxer, and it's stopped.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.